December 2nd, 2011, Bob Sprankle here, reflecting on TED Academy again. It's Friday, and it's TED Day, and I'm in the car right now, so I can't think of the woman's name who did the TED Talk, but I will put the link in with this, if anybody's actually listening. And it was all about gaming. Her argument is we need to be gaming more to make a better world, but of course, it's quite a different argument than that title suggests. It's a great video and perfect for debate and conversation. Unfortunately, because I couldn't get the kids into the library fast enough from lunch, we really had no time to talk. The video is about 20 minutes long, so unfortunately, we really didn't have time to talk. But it's such an interesting idea, which is her research that she's doing is that, you know, all these hours have been spent in video games. In fact, she talks about, how many millions of years have already been spent in World of Warcraft, if you add up all the time. And she's saying that, this is giving us skills for something, you know. And then she talks about the qualities that happen in a game, or the outcomes in a game, or qualities that people have in a game, and how we need to transfer those to real life. And I've said this before to my students, you know, you get into a video game, and the only way to go forward is to make mistakes. In other words, you're playing a game and you don't know how to get through a level, so you walk near a cliff and your avatar falls off the cliff and you realize you can't do that, and then you keep going, and nobody quits, they keep going. But why doesn't that happen in school for the most part? People are afraid to make mistakes. And so, you know, that's a big thing that I've been trying to talk with students and think about, and she's definitely bringing that up. Then, you know, that ties in with the lesson that I've been doing with students, taking a survey about what media they're using at home, and really talking to them about what media is, what media tools, how media tools have different effects on us, even talking about the medium as a message with Marshall McLuhan's quote, and talking about what I understand that quote to mean, and what some of my students from years past helped me understand about it. But that, you know, I do think that this generation, having more internet time, having more gaming time, compared to the passive TV time that I had at their age, is definitely going to be a significant improvement. And that's what this woman in the video is saying, is that we are evolving. I mean, the kids could identify that. That was what was so great when I asked them about the difference between me watching all that TV and their having interactivity. They were able to see that as more valuable and as having a better way to spend your time. So just really great TED Academy day. I love Friday lunch. I love TED Academy. That's my reflection.